From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. A new wave of protests against President Trump's decision to recognize Jerusalem as the Israeli capital erupted Sunday in parts of the Muslim and Arab world. Lebanese security forces outside the U.S. Embassy in Beirut fired water cannons and tear gas to beat back Lebanese and Palestinian protesters who hurled projectiles at the embassy and burned Trump in effigy. They also burned American and Israeli flags. In Indonesia, home to the world's largest population of Muslims, thousands of protesters mounted a demonstration outside the U.S. Embassy in the capital, Jakarta, while other protests occurred in Jordan, Turkey, Pakistan, Malaysia, Egypt, and the Palestinian territories bordering Israel. Nikki Haley, the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, defended the president's decision in an interview on CNN. She said, "Israel already has numerous government agencies in Jerusalem. Why shouldn't we have the embassy there?" She said Trump did the will of the American people by making a decision that previous U.S. presidents refused to do. Earlier Sunday, the Arab League called the decision a dangerous development that places the United States at a position of bias in favor of the occupation and the violation of international law and resolutions. The statement was issued after an emergency meeting of League foreign ministers in Cairo. It also said Trump's decision strips the U.S. of its role as a sponsor in the Mideast peace process. This is VOA News. A mass vaccination campaign is getting